It's easy, it's convenient, but it's not here, because right now you've got the Demented News. I'm Whimsical Will.
Some fellas just have to keep their mouths flapping, but not me. I was brought up right. My pa used to tell me, shut up, and I'd shut up.
Everybody in the whole cell put daddy to a jail.
The latest frivolous lawsuit by an inmate comes from prisoner Joseph Baker in Vista, California.
Call a lawyer and sue me.
Baker is attempting to sue the county because the bag of chips he purchased at the jail store, quote, did not follow the Food and Drug Administration's regulation, which stipulates that nutrition facts must be contained on the package.
So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
He's seeking $100,000 because of health problems suffered as a result of improper nutritional information.
Kind of knocked his eyeballs a little goofy a little bit.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Now that overwhelms me.
Completely overwhelmed.
After all that time in a correctional institution, the man apparently still hasn't learned that Cheetos never prosper. In other legal news,
we're about to be sued by 26 people.
Manufacturers are trying to protect themselves from frivolous lawsuits by placing idiot warning labels on some of their products.
Idiot!
According to the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, a cardboard sunscreen for car windshields has a warning label informing drivers to remove the screen before attempting to drive the vehicle.
I was working on my wife's car a couple weeks ago. I was putting a new fan belt on. Do you know on the back of a car fan belt? It says, be sure you stop the motor first.
A hairdryer has a warning label advising consumers not to use it while sleeping.
Well, Lord, hasn't that become a problem? Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I cannot count the number of times. Woke up, I was doing my hair.
And a beach towel label advises against its use for protection during a hurricane.
See on the back of a roll-on deodorant that says, do not apply this to your eyes.
And then we need warning labels instructing the consumer to read the warning labels.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
And then when they do read the labels, they get confused.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Well, these are the same people who change their baby's diaper only once a month because the label says, good for up to 20 pounds.
We bought my daughter a bathtub doll. It's called Rub-A-Dub Dolly. Now, Rub-A-Dub Dolly floats around a bathtub with a little life preserver on. And on the life preserver, it says, this is not a life-saving device. Well, what kind of idiot would see some guy drowning in the river and go, here's a Rub-A-Dub Dolly doll?
Well, thank you, correspondent Bill Engvall, for that one. In other news, Chevy and Toyota have announced they will be working together to build a car at the old Chevette factory.
Is the new car done, sir?
Oh, it certainly is, officer. Still got that smell.
It'll be called Toyolette and will feature bucket seats and automatic wipers. That kind of gives new meaning to gas-powered.
Yeah. I don't think that's funny.
Well, I bet it handles really well over potholes. That's the Demented News. That was Whimsical Will.
I don't ordinarily feel sorry for human beings, but I do feel sorry for him.